on a Monday morning. You've just had the news brought to you proudly by PSG. And as we head into the rest of the show for a Monday morning, PSG Wealth Bolito bringing you a special chat right now. And welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, you're with me, Mike, in the morning, joined by the man whose voice you just heard, Manus Steenkamp, Wealth Advisor at PSG Wealth Bolito. And Manus, happy Monday, my friend. How are you feeling after the heat of the weekend?
Happy Monday, Mike. Yeah, no, exhausted, actually. It's been so hot.
It's been super draining. And today it looks like it's going to be even more sweltering. So we'll be batten down the hatches and stay cool any way you can. But right now, having a cool look at a really cool event that recently took place right here, proudly hosted by PSG Wealth Bolito in Bolito. And this was quite an informative client event that you guys hosted. Manus, what was the story for those who missed out?
Yeah, we had a client event at Simbiti. We were our office parkers, and we had Advocate King address us. And we were kind of looking at the topic was, are you ready for 2040? And he discussed all the different technologies and AIs that are coming our way.
Yeah, most people are just trying to figure out, are they ready for 2025?
Yeah.
2040 is...
I know. And I think he actually did mention the amount of things that might change in the next 2 years, and then you just kind of extrapolate that into 2040. But there's quite a lot of changes, and he spoke about that. We'll address that just now. And then we're very privileged to have Grant Lottering, who is an endurance athlete who fell in the Alps a couple of years ago and miraculously recovered and has subsequently done quite a lot of endurance marathons for charities. And he's really got an inspiring story motivating us. And his topic was overcoming adversity. I mean, that's something that we all see, all our clients have. We all have that in our lives. And it's just, how to become mentally tough and, how to overcome adversity. And he shared his story with us and our clients.
Amazing. I've seen some of his stuff online, and he's got an incredible story to tell.
Yeah.
A really genuine, inspiring individual. And then Ronald King, he is part of the PSG family, isn't he?
Yes, he's our head of public affairs and regulatory, the regulation. He's pretty much charged with... dealing with the government, pretty much between the insurance company or the investment company, that is PSG, and the government and the regulatory affairs.
No small task that, but just another member of the multi award winning PSG Wealth team, going to show that you guys really are future focused and really setting sights on what's the world going to be like in 2040. What are the key takeaways from the talks that really hit home for you?
I think the advancement in technology and AI, and I think a lot of people we've got the kind of ostrich put your head in the sand kind of syndrome, but it's really coming, and we have to really embrace it. And if you don't, you're going to be left behind. Mm. And the advancement in technology is going to affect specifically, I think, longevity of our lives and our clients' lives. If you look at the advancements in the different medical aid fields. The expectation of how much longer we'll live, that is really something that's hit home, and that's something that we like to get across to the greater Bolito environment, but also to our clients, is to say, you're not probably going to live to 90. There's a really real chance of you living to 105, 110.
Wow.
So and that's going to have a material effect on your retirement planning and as well as your current working life, So you need to kind of have a plan and put in place. And that's really what we were trying to get ahead. And the advancement in AI, and whether you like it or not, is definitely coming. It's going to really be influencing every sphere of our lives.
Amazing. And it's already just in this year alone, if you be following these things and you know how rapidly the advancements are already unfolding, it's quite something to try and project a couple of decades into the future and see where will we be.
Yes, yeah, no, and then we're actually seeing that specifically in the valuations of the what we call the Magnificent Seven IT companies, Those are the ones that we're all expecting to be adapting these AI technologies, and they are the ones who are collecting this mass amount of data on us that we are prepared to share with our smartphones.
Yeah.
And that data is effectively going to be used by the AI robots and effectively going to change our lives, hopefully for the better. But I mean, I think it's like anything, we need to monitor and manage it.
Well, yeah, just don't leave anything just just to chance, you know, to the extent that you can, try and be smart with your planning. And we're going to touch on that in a second. I want to talk to you about the threat of cybersecurity in the world that we live in, because I think everyone in some way, shape, or form has bumped up against this. But just quickly before we get there, looking at here we are almost at the end of 2024 and the year in review. What has been happening from your perspective with asset classes, asset class returns? What's the big takeaway?
Yeah, I think the kind of expectation and what we have been saying at the beginning of the year has unfolded. We've got a really good result in the GNU government locally. We got the best of what we believe the ANC and the best of the DA. And it's really the government of national unity has installed a lot more confidence in the business environment, as well as internationally. So I think we've seen South African equities strengthen considerably. If you look the last 12 months, we're at up 16%.
Wow.
And similarly, you see an offshore really rally very hard. And the offshore equity market's up 25%, both in rands and in dollars.
Sure.
And then we've seen a considerable recovery in the property equity market, where the valuations are up almost 40%. So,
wow.
So all of that compared to single-digit returns on cash, 8.3% in cash, and that's kind of something we've been advising our clients, is don't get stuck in the mindset of thinking that we're in a high interest rate cycle, that you're going to be generating good alpha or good returns on just cash alone. And we have been advising clients to take risk, and those that were able to take risk and had at the patience and trust, they really got rewarded for taking that risk this year. So that's been very pleasing to see from our perspective and for our clients.
Well, this is good to hear. And it bodes very well. I'll always take any positive news on a Monday morning.
Sure.
But just to sort of steer it into murkier territory for a second, I've touched on that cybersecurity thing because it's been on my mind a lot. I see that the scams are getting more and more sophisticated.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses of all sizes are now getting targeted. And what do you sort of see as being the big threats or the things that local operators need to be looking out for?
Yeah, I think it's just the fraudsters are getting clever every time. And obviously in our industry, we get targeted because we're trusted with our clients' funds. Mm. So we've had to advance our own cybersecurity and took a lot of steps and enhanced our technology. But also on the client's side, unfortunately, the emails are getting hacked. And what we're seeing is that we are getting instructions from clients that are, and actually the fraudsters are pretending to be clients because their emails have been hacked, or vice versa, where the fraudsters are impersonating us, trying to get funds out of our clients. So I think what I really want to be, as we go into Christmas season, the security is heightened, there's more risk of that happening. So just advising the greater community and our clients, just be really vigilant, when you do transact, make sure, corroborate the information, if there's banking details, corroborate. One of the things they haven't been able to hack is WhatsApp, like the WhatsApp functionality.
That encrypted thing.
So yeah, you always make sure that you the details, you can check it through WhatsApp. So that's kind of something we use a lot, is that we use the email and then we corroborate that information on WhatsApp. And that's really helped and protected our clients and their capital.
Very good. But if you see a notification of something that looks a little fishy, before you just approve that thing, best to be extra sure.
Yeah, 100%.
And heading into 2025 now, we've had some big recent developments, major international, obviously a U.S. presidential election. Donald Trump is coming back. And what does that mean for the big picture for South Africa's economy?
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot. I think from a Ramaphosa point of view, his strength is a bit watered down now because they were a lot more aligned with the Democrats.
The previous administration.
Yeah, I think, but worldwide, we know that Trump will have followed through probably in his tariffs policy, and that in itself would probably create another trade war with China.
Mm.
And that would definitely something we'd have to look up to. And that usually increases inflationary pressure in the U.S., So that will have an effect on the interest rates and the greater economy. But so that's like just something really short that we're expecting and we're having a look at internationally.
And it's probably going to be a mixed bag of positive pros and cons, positives and negatives from a...
Yeah, there'll probably be a lot of losers and winners, and I think that's the thing we've seen. A lot of is a concentration of the US market, specifically in those tech stocks that we spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
And looking at, you know, which of those companies are aligned with Trump and Trump's policy, because we know that whomever his friends are going to be the ones who are going to be benefiting from his election.
Hey, if you've been wearing a red cap, you're in. And recently, repo rate just being knocked down a few notches. That was expected, right? You saw that.
Yes. I think we've expected that as well. Now we were at the height of interest rate cycle, and we're starting to see inflation coming into the acceptable bands, 3-6% that SARS sets out. So that was expected, and that really does bodes well for the bond markets. Our clients are very conservative, so they'll pick up some capital gain on the bonds, and also bodes well for valuations on the shares. It makes the borrowing rate of capital more cost effective, which at the end of the day means more profits for the companies, which means that the shares value will increase. So that's really the take. That's been well received and priced, and I think in the market. Whether that's going to be sustainable, we're not sure, because we all know if the US sneezes, we all get a cold, and that's why we're looking at what's Trump going to be doing. But the interest rates are coming down, and once again, you have to look at your own portfolio. You know, are you holding cash? Are you holding equities? And that's the kind of thing that when you look at our client portfolios.
And you don't want to be going it alone if you're trying to figure out where things are heading. If you want the steady advice of a really plugged in and well researched team that they're already focusing on 2040, then you should be talking to Manus and the gang at PSG Wealth Belito. Manus Tienkamp, my special guest this morning. He's a wealth advisor and a man who can help you structure your portfolio to best weather whatever storms are coming our way between now and 2040. And Manus, for those listening to this, really intently and thinking, hey, I need to actually start getting my ducks in a row for the new year and for the years to come, what's the smartest way to get in touch with you and to start the conversation?
Give us a call at 0860 88 88 10, or just visit our Facebook page and they can drop us a note or an email there with our contact details.
There you go. And you can stay abreast and make sure you're at the next special client event, which will be happening, I'm sure, in the not too distant future.
Yes,
with some more nuggets of gold coming from top-notch speakers. And Manus, thanks for giving us some nuggets of gold on a Monday morning, my friend.
Pleasure. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Stay cool today.
Cool. You too. Cheers.